This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. You're listening to Betting Weekly La Liga on the BetRivers Network.
Well, hello and welcome along to the Betting Weekly La Liga podcast in association with BetRivers, your hometown sports book, alongside myself, Dan Robert, Rory Barlow, football España and freelance Spanish football journalist Alan Feely. A reminder again that you can download the show to listen to as well as watch via our YouTube channel. And when it comes to La Liga, all of the games are streamed on the BetRivers app. You can watch all of the action from Spain over the course of the weekend and every single weekend of action. Hopefully, while you're watching, you are celebrating some winning selections. Fellas, we've got to kick off with the situation with Spanish sides in the Champions League. Barcelona is going to be our first preview. They take on Valencia this weekend. Barcelona, Alan, we were almost certain they were going to go out of the competition, but it was rubber stamped, of course, in midweek with Inter's win over Plasencia. But from an Atleti point of view, in what was it, a ridiculous last minute in their Champions League game, they've not pushed it to match day six. I mean, how is Spanish football reacting at the moment?
Well, it's humbling, and it's a humbling that's been coming for quite a while. I think the transfer market in the last few years has kind of reinforced the strength the Premier League especially has over Spanish clubs. But now we're seeing, you know, German clubs, the likes of, you know, obviously Bayern Munich and Bayer Leverkusen most directly, Leipzig couldn't manage it. Basically, you know, asserting their superiority over the Spanish equivalents in many ways. I mean, Atletico Madrid, looking at the squad they have, the coach they have, the history they have in European football, coming up against Bayer Leverkusen, a club with a rookie coach who's not used to European football and Xabi Alonso, should really have won that game last night and put it to bed and got to a position on the last day of the group phase where, when they played Porto, they had opportunity to go and make it into the final, you know, the next knockout phase of the Champions League. And they didn't manage it. And I think it's, you know, indicative of where Spanish football is at right now. The middle clubs in the league are quite strong. The likes of Real Betis, Real Sociedad, Athletic Club, Villarreal. But the elites, aside from Real Madrid, just aren't cutting it anymore in Europe. I mean, we see Barcelona hammer Villarreal and then hammer Athletic Club. But then when it matters in a test against, you know, someone like Inter Milan or Bayern Munich, they come up short and they're exposed. Even in the game last night where they had nothing to play for, essentially, because Barcelona were already out. They're playing purely for pride. Bayern Munich wanted to send a message. They did, and they did that. So, yeah, it's quite humbling. It's quite depressing if you're covering Spanish football because, you know, this comes in the same week that Unai Emery left Villarreal, a team who played in the Champions League last season, who are playing the Conference League this season, for a club in Aston Villa, who are a huge club but are currently fighting a relegation battle. So, yeah, it's a worrying sign and maybe underlines the reasons why Spanish football is more open to the idea of a Super League than other leagues. And I think it hints that, again, the growing dominance and, you know, prevalence of the Premier League, especially over the rest of European football.
Rory, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, similar enough stuff. I think Sevilla, obviously, are the other sort of Champions League side from Spain, and they are going through a transition period. So that was kind of well documented. Atleti, well, this has been their sort of case for some time that they've not been quite sure of their identity. They can either rely on a good defence or a good attack. And that's a problem if you're going into the Champions League. You need to be able to have a solid base to work off. And so Atleti, this has been the identity crisis that we've been talking about for 5, 6, 7 years. I mean, it just continues on. And until either the club backs Diego Simeone with certain players that he needs, then that's not going to get solved. Or until they decide definitively to go in a different direction. And I think that probably necessitates the removal of Diego Simeone, which is not something they're going to do. So they're stuck in this kind of catch-22 essentially right now. Barcelona, I mean, again, well known. It's been well documented their struggles, both financially and on the pitch. And I think last night, I think this was people enjoy piling on Barcelona and wading around in the bog of misery that is Barcelona in the Champions League right now. Last night was the result where, okay, I think once you can play for pride and you can play for the fans and everything, but once you go 1-0 down already, you know you're out of competition. I think players just weren't in it mentally. And that was mentioned by Pedri, Marc-Andre ter Stegen and Xavi all mentioned that it was a bit of a blow to watch themselves exit the competition about 15 minutes before they kicked off. So yeah, I think, yeah, there are chronic problems in Spanish football. I agree with Alan's assessment on kind of the elite versus the middle clubs. And yeah, that it's something that needs to be solved, because otherwise it settles into an inescapable decline that it takes more and more time to get out of.
Ridiculous scheduling, by the way.
I agree. I guess they just wouldn't have thought that on match day five that was going to happen. But yeah, you're absolutely right. The schedule is ridiculous.
Who watches the Scott games anyway? Like, I mean, people are just coming home from work. Nobody can watch them on TV. So I don't know why they're doing it. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, I get it if it's a Europa League game in Russia or something. But if you're playing in Italy or in the Czech Republic, it just makes no sense whatsoever. Crazy.
Well, I'm sure for the paymasters somewhere it would make sense. This is a betting podcast, obviously, so we're looking to try and find an angle off the back of those Champions League disappointments from a Spanish point of view. And we're going to kick off with Barcelona. Rory, tackling this one. They're away at Valencia. They're short price favourites, round about -157. Valencia +420. Draw +325. What's the selection here?
Yeah, I'm going Barcelona plus over 1.5 goals. That comes back at -120. And back to my old favourite of over 1.5 and a result. I think Valencia are good at some things, but they're not a consistent, well-rounded side right now. Gennaro Gattuso has inspired sort of a fairly attractive attacking ball-playing style of football there. But it does mean that they've no clean sheets since the 17th of September. That's one of just two clean sheets they've kept all season. One of those was against kind of Girona. And yeah, I think they're the joint worst defense in the top 10 of La Liga, which tells you that, okay, yeah, they're not relegation style defending, but they're also not a strong point. And going forward, I do think they'll cause Barcelona problems. I think Samuel Lino is an exciting player on the left. I think Cavani, if you're looking at a defense in Barcelona's case that struggles to sort of shut things down in the box and it afford space to strikers when they can ill afford to, Cavani, someone that can exploit that. But yeah, they've won one win in five. And if I look at the two best sides that Valencia have faced this season, that's Athletic Club and Atletico Madrid, and they lost both of them 1-0. They weren't bad performances, but Valencia just didn't quite have the quality to put them away. Barcelona, yeah, okay, they're in a bad moment. But as I say, I think they checked out of the game sort of about 40 minutes in last night. Once Robert Lewandowski was denied a penalty, they just knew it wasn't going to be their night. So I think they have too much for Valencia. And the more that their European struggles sort of factor into their season, the more important La Liga becomes. And so they'll be 100% focused on this match. I don't see them really having too much of a hangover. If anything, it's a motivating factor because they know that they just can't afford to lose in La Liga, and they can't afford to be cut adrift by Real Madrid. So yeah, I think this is, again, as I say, this is a Valencia side that there's things that I like in them. And I think they play up to their opposition or play down to their opposition, depending on who they're facing. They will get better or worse. And I do think this will be an entertaining game. I mean, Saturday night, Mestalla, it should be a pretty entertaining pretty sort of heated atmosphere. But yeah, I think Barcelona just too much in this game. And as we've seen with Barcelona in La Liga, once they go ahead and the game kind of gets a bit stretched, then they do have the quality to finish it off, even if they don't in the Champions League.
Okay, Barcelona to win over 1.5 goals. Barcelona, incidentally, +140 for the title, second favourites behind Real Madrid. Alan?
Yeah, I just think as well on that point, I think Xavi Hernandez is under pressure now, definitely. You know, this is a good squad, a better squad than what they've produced this season in Europe. And that comes down to the manager, essentially. And we went to the point now in Spain where the Madrid press are treating him almost as a laughing stock, you know, saying you thought this guy was your Guardiola, he was your Zidane, he can't even get you out of the Champions League group phase. You know, he doesn't know what he's doing. The Catalan press are more inherently supportive of him because of his history, because of his route to Barcelona as a player and as a man. But I think he'd be aware now that if Barcelona fall away in La Liga and fall behind Real Madrid early in the season, he's going to be gone, basically. I really do think that if they lose the title by 10 points or so, and by a substantial margin, never in the fight, he's going to go in the summer, because Joan Laporta was never, you know, his 100% backer in the beginning. He was looking at other coaches before. He was looking at Xavi. He thought he's maybe too inexperienced. So I think that Xavi will realize how inherently imperative it is for them to put in a good performance in La Liga. So he'll be looking for a reaction from his players. He'll be on them in training today or tomorrow, whenever they go back to training. And I'm pretty sure they'll kind of, you know, come back fighting.
Ironically, sorry, I know we'll finish up, but he wanted to appoint Andrea Pirlo instead of Xavi, who, again, not particularly experienced. But
he's well, much more better dressed than Xavi, though, to be fair.
Almeria Celta Vigo next. We must move on because we've only previewed one game so far. Rory, stage is yours here. Almeria against Celta Vigo. Celta favourites here, plus 128, even though they've not been... well, getting results recently. How do you see this one?
Yeah, they've been pretty poor of late, but I do think that they have enough to take a result here. I'm going Celta or tie plus over 1.5. That comes at back at minus 125. So it's a pretty safe bet. I've covered quite a lot of results there. And I'm just not quite buying the Almeria revival. They've got two wins and two defeats in their last four. They have scored quite a few goals. They've scored eight in those four games. They've still conceded eight, though, as well. I look at the two teams that they've beaten, Rayo and Girona. And Rayo, although they can be very good, we've seen them put five past Cadiz last weekend, I think it was. They're still susceptible to sort of a bad game where they just kind of chuck it in defence. And that was what happened against Almeria. Girona, similarly, their biggest issue is defending. And Celta, okay, they've not been brilliant of late. They're sort of winless in four. And I think in general, there's a... sort of doubt about the side, the direction of it. I know they've asked the president if they can have Denis Suarez back out of exile because they're getting a bit desperate, which he consequently said no to. But yeah, I think in Iago Aspas, who we know is such a big factor for them, and Jurgstrand Larsen, they have two strikers that are just better than Almeria's defenders, to be honest. So I think they have enough quality. Given their form, I'm not confident enough just to straight out back them for the win, which is hence why I've gone with that bet. But I think they have enough quality to score one or two goals. And Almeria, as much as they've kind of had a wee bit of a revival, Unai Nunez and Josef Aidoo are a better quality of defender than they've been facing lately. So yeah, I'm going to go with Celta or tie over 1.5 at minus 125. And yeah, I think it's just... I'm playing it pretty safe on this one, but I just don't see Almeria getting the win.
Yeah, just shade under even money. Not the worst odds at all. Cadiz Atleti next for Alan to take a look at for us. We think that Barcelona are going to bounce back. Are Atleti going to bounce back here? They're minus 155 to win away, Alan, but you've managed to find a little bit more value in this one for us.
Yeah, I think they're going to bounce back, but not in an emphatic fashion. So I've gone for Atletico to beat Cadiz. In Cadiz at under 2.5 goals, which was plus 225 the last time I checked. So quite long odds, which I think is still a pretty decent bet given where both clubs are at the moment. I mean, Cadiz are, as you've discussed at length this season, you know, one of the worst teams in the division. They'd be fighting a relegation battle until the final bell, I would imagine, whether they stay up or not. Atletico, I think, are another side who are doing better in La Liga than in Europe. And that sounds ridiculous to say, because of course the standard is higher in Europe than in La Liga. But as I mentioned earlier, I think that with the elite clubs in Spain, there is a serious disconnect between how they're performing and how they're perceived in Spain compared to how they're performing and how they're perceived in Europe. Like Xabi Alonso last night, for instance, in the Bayer Leverkusen game when they drew 2-2 with Atletico Madrid, he was really kind of aggressive. He was like, you know, pushing and fighting with Rodrigo de Paul over time wasting. He was, you know, very much engaging in the hot atmosphere. And that kind of hinted almost, for me at least, at maybe a bit of a disrespect that he doesn't really fear Atletico in the same way he would have in years gone by when Cholismo's in full flight, and Atletico were a force to be reckoned with. I think teams realize there's a weakness there now. There's a soft underbelly. And for that reason, I don't think they have what it takes to cut it in the kind of, you know, elite end of Europe anymore. And that's why they're going to be playing Europa League football at best post-World Cup. But in Spain, as with Real Madrid and as with Barcelona, I think they just have too much for the middle class, but especially for the lower class. And I think that, you know, the attacking talents they have, Antoine Griezmann played actually very well last night, even though obviously when a team doesn't win, we look at everything in a negative light. He's still an excellent player. He's done very well since he signed his, you know, full-time contract with the club after joining from Barcelona. You know, João Felix still not really in the picture. Alvaro Morata didn't play very well at all last night, but you know, the likes of Angel Correa, Yannick Carrasco, they still have attacking options who can contribute a lot going forward. So yeah, I think that the likes of Griezmann and Correa, especially given the form that they're in right now, will just be too much for Cadiz. So I can see them winning this game, but not, you know, having a goleada and scoring four or five goals. So I think under 2.5 is a pretty safe bet.
Yeah, I like this one. Plus 225 as well. Really good odds for Atleti to win. And under 2.5. Sevilla Rayo next. Rory, for you, incredibly Sevilla's first home win of the season in midweek against Copenhagen. But generally, the ship has been steadied, hasn't it, under San Paolo here. You're going for a Sevilla win in this one.
Yeah, I'm backing them to get their second win at home of the season. And it's going to be -112 is the odds for that. Rayo, as I said, they beat Cadiz 5-1 last week, but I think it was a bit of a misnomer or a false result. Cadiz had two red cards, and so they played last half hour with nine men, which, yeah, you expect the result. Florian Lejeune, who Newcastle fans might remember, he also scored two free kicks. It was a bit of a freak game, to say the least. Rayo started away from home pretty well, so they beat Espanyol and they drew with Barcelona in their first two matches. Since then, they've lost three of their last four away games. Atleti was the sort of the draw in that kind of run, and I think that was more down to Atleti letting them back into the game than it was purely down to Rayo's sort of a good play. I mean, okay, they were good and they sort of pressed Atleti at the end, but they conceded a lot of chances and Atleti really should have put the game away, to be perfectly honest. But yeah, as I say, they always give you a goal. I think they've kept three clean sheets from their 11 matches. Sevilla, since Sampaoli came in, have always scored. And I watched their game against Copenhagen in midweek. They beat them 3-0, but it was it wasn't the best performance from Sevilla. They were fairly poor for about an hour until they went ahead. But what I've seen from this Sampaoli side is that even if they're not playing particularly well, they still believe in themselves. So you look at the first goal, it's in the Siri, but the ball from Papu Gomez is like a creative pass. It's a pass where he sees it. It's a brilliant ball, to be honest. And that kind of self-belief to do something a bit different, to take the responsibility to play that pass, is something that wasn't there previously. You look at Isco's goal, where he's on the left-hand side of the box, cuts in, puts it in the top bag. You don't do that unless you're confident in your own ability and you're feeling sort of, yeah, good about where you're going. So this is a Sevilla side that, again, I don't think they're playing especially well, but they're fighting. They believe in themselves. They believe in their manager. 6:30 kickoff time in Seville. And yeah, we know how the Ramon Sanchez-Pizjuan can sort of fire up for those evening games. So I think that's a factor too. And yeah, I'd say with maybe the exception of Valencia, where they kind of drew 1-1 at home, Sampaoli has had pass marks in every single game. He's played sort of, well, since he's come back in. And pass marks for this one is Rayo Vallecano being beaten at home. So Sevilla to win at -112. I think Sevilla are just in a more clinical and a stronger place mentally.
Yeah, shade under even money. Another good selection, I reckon, there. Athletic Club against Villarreal. Villarreal, Alan, with a new coach, Quique Setién. I hope I've pronounced that one right. Last seen at Barcelona, when he was sacked after the defeat to Bayern. That rings fairly relevant at the moment. What can we expect from the new coach? And do you like Villarreal to win, or are you going for an Athletic Club success?
I remember the image of Setién kind of, you know, with his arms up against the bench like this, and the image looked like he was like Christ being crucified, literally. Basically was, you know, not with nails and blood, but with other means. he's not worked since then. He's become a bit of a, I would say, unfairly a laughing stock in Spain, as coaches often do when they fail at Barcelona. I think, you know, he was, the famous image is that he was walking with his cows in Asturias when he got the phone call to join Barca. And that image has kind of stayed with him throughout the his tenure at Barcelona and the game since, or the months since, should I say. I think it's an interesting appointment by Villarreal for sure. But I think that his methods will take time to kind of proper ingratiate themselves. I think that he's a different kind of coach to Unai Emery. I understand why they appointed him. I think he's an exciting appointment. His time at Barcelona wasn't very successful, but he has had past spells, you know, Real Betis, where he put together one of the best Betis sides in recent memory. Similarly with Las Palmas a few years ago. He's a very good coach, and he's better working with players who aren't of the status of players like Barcelona. He can't coach Lionel Messi and Luis Suarez and Antoine Griezmann, but he can coach the likes of, you know, Arnaud Danjuma and Gerard Moreno and players of that ilk. So for that reason, I'm going to go for Athletic Club to beat Villarreal, which is plus 120. The reason being is that I think Athletic Club are more settled than Villarreal. Ernesto Valverde, another, you know, ex-Barcelona coach, is being there since the summer. He's had time to work his methods, to develop his players, to build the playing style in his own image. They aren't in a great run of form. After a very good start to the season, they've fallen off a little bit. But I think that, you know, at home at San Mamés, they should have too much for Villarreal, because while we talk about new manager bounces for clubs that sack managers, I mean, we saw Aston Villa turn into Brazil from 1970 at the weekend after suspending Steven Gerrard. I don't think that that's going to happen with Villarreal, because I think that when a coach leaves a club for a better opportunity in the middle of a season, it can be quite debilitating for the morale of the club, for the man of the players, and for the way the team is progressing. So we saw Villarreal win a kind of, you know, last minute victory over Almeria last weekend. Very inspiring, very kind of, you know, full of spirit. That could have very well been the beginning of a run of games for them. But the fact that after that game, having celebrated so heartily, Emery has gone to the Premier League and gone to Aston Villa, who with all respect aren't in the elite, kind of indicates that, you know, it could be a bit difficult for them. So yeah, for that reason, I'm going to go for Athletic Club.
And finally, we have got La Real against Betis. It's fourth versus fifth, both in action in Europe tonight. Real Sociedad plus 104 favourites here. Betis plus 285, draw plus 245. You do like an away selection or a big price selection, Alan, and you've gone for Real Betis to beat La Real away from home this week.
Yeah, that's plus 285. And as an aside, I think that while the form of the clubs in the Champions League kind of underline, you know, maybe the lack of strength that the elite sides in Spain have, with the exception of Real Madrid, I think the form of the clubs in the Europa League and the Europa Conference League underlines how strong the middleweights are. I think the likes of, as I said earlier, Athletic Club, Real Sociedad, Real Betis, Athletic Club are very strong comparatively with other maybe middleweights in Europe. I think they're well coached, they're well organized, they have good squads, but they don't have what it takes to cut it in the elite of the elite, you could say. But I think, you know, both Betis and La Real are doing very well in their Europa League groups. La Real in a group that also contains Manchester United. So yeah, I think it's interesting. Both these sides are two of the best sides to watch in Spain, I would say. They have some lovely attacking players on show. You know, the likes of David Silva, Sergio Canales, Nabil Fekir, who's just come back from a bit of an injury layoff. Take Kubo as well. So lots of talent on show, lots of good players. Two good coaches in Imanol Aguacil and Manuel Pellegrini, who've built teams in their image. But I think that, you know, while both sides have hit a bit of a rough patch in recent times, you know, Real Sociedad, of course, losing to Valladolid when I had backed them last weekend, losing their winning run. Logic would say they would bounce back and maybe put in a strong performance at Anoeta against Real Betis. But I think that when push comes to shove this season, Real Betis have more about them than La Real. And I think that come the end of the season, it's going to be Real Betis who are in the Champions League places at La Real's expense, perhaps. So I think that they're, as I said, at the beginning of the season, the best bet for fourth place. They have too much quality. And with Nabil Fekir back in their ranks, I really think that they could put in a strong performance up in San Sebastian this weekend. So yeah, I think it's an interesting game. I know they've been in a bit of a poor run of form of late, but I think that a big game like this is the perfect way for them to kind of get out of their funk and, you know, put in a good performance and kind of reestablish themselves as the front runners in that race for a top four place. So, yeah, I'm going to back Real Betis.
Real Betis away from home plus 285. If you want to have a safer bet, Betis or draw, double chance is minus 122. Right, let's get a reminder of the boys' selections over the course of this weekend in La Liga. A lot of action, and a reminder that you can, of course, watch all of the games on the Bet Rivers app. So make sure you stay across the La Liga football this weekend. And we're hopeful we're going to have another winning weekend for you. We inched towards the green and profit for the season last week. As you can see, we're just a little bit shy of getting you in profit for the campaign so far, minus 382. If you're level staking, of course, your staking plan is completely up to you. I know that people do level win as well as level stakes. These are the selections for the boys. Just to reiterate, Alan's gone for Atletico to win under 2.5 goals, plus 225. Some big prices for Alan this week. Athletic Club to beat Villarreal, plus 120. And Real Betis to win away at La Real, plus 285. As for Rory, Almeria against Celta Vigo, we like Celta to win or draw, and over 1.5 goals in the game at minus 125. Sevilla to get the better of Rayo, 112, minus 112 the price. And Valencia, Barcelona. Barcelona to win, to bounce back after that defeat to Bayern. And we're looking for over 1.5 goals in the game. That is minus 120. Those are the picks for La Liga across week 12. Rory, Alan, many thanks for your company as per usual. We will reconvene, of course, next week after the final matches of the Champions League. And just Real Madrid, I mean, just very briefly on this one before we wrap up, obviously, Atleti out as well. I mean, with Atleti and Barcelona, should they go through to the Europa League, will they focus on that, Rory, do you think? Do you think there's a good chance, as Alan was explaining, those middle-ranking teams in the lesser tournaments in Europe, could we see a Spanish winner of them this time? I mean, traditionally, Spanish sides have done well in the Europa League.
Yeah, I mean, I think Barcelona, financially, the incentive is there. But as we saw last season, it's not as simple. I do think they're a better side than they were last season, but the competition is also better. Arsenal, United, Juventus, there's big sides. Well, to be fair, I don't know if I should include Juve in that just now, but there are big sides that have sort of bigger weapons to deal with. But I think both teams will try and go for the win, especially, I think it might depend on their league campaigns somewhat. If Atleti are adrift, then they'll go for the Europa League win. And if Barcelona are in a tight race for the league title, it might lead to them resting a few more players than they otherwise would.
Alan, a refocus on the lesser European competition for two of the big Spanish clubs, do you think?
I don't
I'll take that as a no.
I think that my pick for the Europa League is Arsenal. I think that, you know, they played PSV last week. They didn't need to put out a strong team yet. They started Gabriel Jesus. It was a bad decision because when they played Southampton on the weekend, he missed a couple of good chances. He didn't very sure. But I think that the fact that Arteta is starting Jesus in that game underlines how seriously he's taking the competition. I think that Arsenal are a club on the up. They're progressing, you know, they're faster than we all thought they would this season. But they're very much united. They're very much with the fans are with them. They're positive momentum, all that kind of thing. Whereas Barcelona and Atletico Madrid are very much in a downward spiral, you could say, especially following their Champions League exit. So I just think that if they were to meet at some point in the competition, I think that, you know, a team like Arsenal with the momentum behind them, a youthful team with their futures ahead of them, would be a more formidable foe than a team like Barcelona, for instance, or Atletico Madrid, who are best players are all, you know, the wrong side of 25, 26, 27, and are kind of maybe not thrilled to be in the Europa League in the first place. So I think that with Barcelona and Atletico Madrid, I wouldn't even count Sevilla because I don't think they have enough about them or Real Sociedad to go and win the competition this season. I just think that hungrier middle-class clubs are a better bet in the Europa League than bloated super clubs, in my opinion. So while I think they might refocus, I think that for both clubs, the La Liga is their primary objective.
Well, we will see what happens. Watch out for the prices on the BetRivers website, of course, after the latest round of Europa League games, which take place tonight. We've got La Liga action, of course, this weekend, and we'll be back next Thursday to preview more of the La Liga action ahead of the break of the World Cup, of course, which comes up in a few weeks' time. For today, though, that is your lot. Many thanks for watching and listening. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly La Liga on the BetRivers Network.